We looked at how families are affected by violent crimes such as murder and manslaughter, and we looked at how children of parents or our brothers and sisters, how they're affected and how what sort of impact it has on their life when they're trying to rebuild some sort of life. And we looked at providing some sort of learning opportunities or pre-employment opportunities where we'd fund various things to help them get back on a normal footing, if you like, and stand on their own two feet after losing somebody.
How much did the current charities out there, how much did they help you and your family through that difficult time?
The three charities originally, what we set out to raise money for, the victim support, have been absolutely fantastic, really, really good. The trauma support from them has been outstanding. The North West Police Benevolent Fund have been really helpful. They've supported us, have been there for us at various times. And then the Care of Police Survivors, providing peer support whenever we need it. I don't think I'd have been in the same position now as I wouldn't have been here in this position if it wouldn't have been for them.
You have a lot sort of occupying your mind at the moment in terms of putting all that energy into something positive, but I imagine, you know, you do still have those days where you sit back and you remember what happened.
I think it's every day. It's every day, and I think it depends how many times a day sometimes. You do catch yourself thinking, there's only one reason I'm doing this. And then sometimes you take a backward step and you think, I could just pack it all in tomorrow and just carry on with my thoughts and everything else. But no, Nicola was the type of person she was. She wouldn't have done that. She wouldn't have rolled over and given up. She was really, really focused and driven, and probably gets it from me, actually.
That thought of her being focused and driven, is that, like you say, she gets it from you? Is that what makes you carry on with this?
Yeah, it's that determination, I think. It drives you. It gives you a reason to get up every morning, and it gives you a reason to carry on and helping people.